Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limit of the Chofetz Chaim, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadok v'Kadosh Livracha. We're holding in the psicha of the Sefer Ahavas Chesed, where the Moran HaChofetz Chaim sets for us the principles, the foundations, the introduction to the magnificent world of Chesed. And he begins with a concept. Tchilas Hakol Tzarech Adam Leida. You have to know this concept. Shegeder Gemilas Chasadim Einay Munach Dafka Al Havas Mamon. Chesed is not just lending money. If you learn the psukim in the Torah, you might come to make that mistake. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's any good that you bequeath to somebody else. Elu munach al kol inyanei hatov, on any goodness. She'odem oisei chesed u'meitiv l'chaver b'chinam. Anything that you do for your friend without any expectation of compensation, that's chesed, any goodness. And he says, it could be with your money. Yesh shemitz chasid imoy b'mamoynoi. Kigoyin shemashir loy behema oikli oyhavos mamre kakayotze bazeh. Shu oise b'mamoynoi toiv l'chaveroi. It could be it's with money. You lend him your car. You lend him something on Erev Shabbos. You give him something when he needs it. A hand with something from your garage or anything else. Someone in school needs a pen or a pencil or anything else. Those small minute acts that we don't even think about. Those are all under the rubric of chesed. That's with your money, because you're giving up of your own material for somebody else. V'zeh ha'nikr b'fi chazal, gemar in sukkah, mem tesam ad beis, gemil chasadim sheh b'mamaynai. This is chesed with your money. But there's also chesed with your body. You can have no money and no possessions and no assets at all and still be the velt bal chesed, the biggest bal chesed. V'yeshem es chesed imoy begufay. The gamza yipol tachas shnei sugim. There's two types of chesed shebegufay. Yeshu who meitiv l'chayim, people who are alive. The yeshu meitiv l'mesim, people who rachmana etzlan have passed away. L'chayim, what does it mean chesed when somebody's alive? Well, we have some obvious examples. K'en shemachnis orchem l'beisoy, hachnosas orchem, umatriach atzma lifneihem, and not just bringing them in, but actually putting effort and expenditure on their behalf to make them comfortable, setting up the beds, making sure the room is comfortable, preparing food for them. And when they go out, you also have to make sure you escort them out. That's a mitzvah of chesed. Those dalet amos, those 6 or 7 feet that you walk somebody out, it's an amazing mitzvah. It doesn't require a lot of effort, a lot of dividends. When you're dancing by a chasana in front of the chasana or the kala, it's a mitzvah of chesed. That is one type of chesed shebegufay. And of course we know there's chesed shebegufay for mesim. The yesh gemilas chasadim shebegufay, she'oisa l'mesim, people who rachmana etzlan have passed away. Hainu, haitzas hames, bringing out the dead body, v'his askus b'chol tzarech kvura, any type of the kvura, helping with the levaya, helping with the hespedim, helping at the cemetery, to help fill up the kever, losi samita, to be a pallbearer, v'leilech, l'fona, v'lisboi, v'lachbar, v'likbar, kol elu. These are all any aspect that is for the purpose of the mace. These are all chesed shebegufay le'mesim. Hakol muchanem b'shem gemilas chasadim. He says, ayin b'sukkah, uberamba, mehochaz ovel, v'timtza kol dvarenu. V'kol ze nichnas b'chlal mitzvas asei shel v'yahafta l'reyacha kamoicha. This is all under the mitzvah d'araisa of ahafta l'reyacha kamoicha. Hainu kol hadvarim sha'ata roitze sheyasu oisom l'cha achirim asei oisom l'achicha. Whatever you would want done to you. If you were traveling and you were by somebody's home, you wouldn't want the host just to put you in a back room and not say hello to you and not speak to you and not welcome you. You'd want to feel comfortable in the home that you're staying in. So certainly, when you have guests in your home, you should do the same thing. When you walk somebody out of your house, the Sfarim say, you show them that they're chashuv, that they're important, because somebody who's unimportant can leave on their own. But if the king was in your home, Rosh Hashiva was in your home, then of course you'd walk them out. It lends significance to that person. Imagine how good you can make a person feel when you walk them out. Even if it's not a conscious feeling, but subconsciously they feel that somebody cares about them and takes the effort to get up from their table, get up from the kitchen, get up from whatever they're doing, and walk out their guests. You go to be Menachem and Avel, you don't realize how much comfort, how much nechama, if done properly, that you can give to those who are sitting and being misambel. It's tremendous opportunities in front of our daily lives. If only we open our eyes and we keep the radar on for all these opportunities, we will enhance our daily life while enhancing the lives of many others. This chos of this limud should be for our friends, for our families, for our tehillos, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.